It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. China's ruling Communist Party today began a national congress that's expected to give President Hu Jintao a final five-year term. And final is the important detail here. For the first time since the communists came to power, China's leader has no designated successor. NPR's Anthony Kuhn visits a senior party member with some insights into China's politics of succession.
With fanfare and ritual, party grandees filled Beijing's Great Hall of the People, which was swathed in red flags and red carpets. In his two-hour speech, President Hu Jintao called for political reform and institution building, all while maintaining the Communist Party's grip on power. We must use institutions to govern power, he said, and establish a power structure in which the powers of decision-making, administration, and oversight check each other and work in coordination. But Hu had nothing to say about institutionalizing leadership succession. One person with experience in this matter is former Central Committee member Bao Tong. He served as secretary to Zhao Ziyang, the late former party general secretary, who was sacked following the 1989 pro-democracy protests in Tiananmen Square. Bao himself was jailed for several years and remains under house arrest, but he's been able to receive a few visitors this year. He says that just like ex-president Jiang Zemin, President Hu Jintao is in no position to dictate who will succeed him.
I don't believe Hu will appoint anyone, but he will offer his opinion and the nine members of the Politburo Standing Committee will discuss it. Whoever they decide on will be it, with or without an election. Can this system be stable? I don't believe it can.
China's succession politics have been anything but stable. Three out of seven anointed heirs have been pulled or toppled since 1980. Hu Jintao and Jiang Zemin were both selected by Deng Xiaoping, the leader who came after Chairman Mao. On October 1, 1949, Chairman Mao Zedong proclaimed the founding of the People's Republic of China from the rostrum overlooking Tiananmen Square. Like the founders of most of China's imperial dynasties, Mao was a charismatic strongman who defeated his rivals in a long and bloody civil war. But three generations after Mao, Hu Jintao is like other end-of-dynasty rulers. He's not much more powerful than his peers. Bao Tong says leaders like Hu don't make it to the top by thinking outside the box.
Mao raised them all. He was original. Nobody after Deng Xiaoping was original. Everyone grew up eating out of the party's hand. Everyone grew up under the party's education, including myself. So my appraisal of these people, including myself, is not very high.
Bao insists he doesn't want to see the Communist Party fall because there are still good people in it. If the party wants to survive, he says, it must abandon its monopoly on power and hold genuine elections, if only within the party. Unfortunately, Bao doesn't see much of a role for ordinary Chinese in this process. He says that democracy is most likely to come when wealthy and powerful people within the party start demanding it.
Do you think the party central committee and Politburo members want political decisions made in secret? I don't believe it. I was a central committee member myself. If I were to stand for election to the committee, I would not want my name to be the only one on the ballot.
At the party congress, Bao says, the central committee will re-elect Hu Jintao as general secretary because his name will be the only one on the ballot, a choice-free election, he calls it. Some Chinese hope that Hu Jintao will institute democratic reforms once he consolidates his own power. But Bao doubts it. He says the 17th Party Congress and the reshuffling of the party's leadership is little more than a fancy exercise in clinging to power.
They take the party bosses of the 30 provinces, they move this one here and that one there. This is the party leadership's most important tool of governance. Why transfer a provincial secretary? It's to remind him who gave him his power.
It's to show him who's the boss. Bao Tong says that this reality rips the veil off of China's claim to be a republic, much less a people's republic. He says it's more like the system of appointed prefecture and county officials used by China's first emperor more than 2,000 years ago. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.